Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about how it is possible to change or influence our DNA and re-encode it to improve our health or alter our genetic destiny. My guest this evening draws on advancements in quantum physics, cellular medicine, genetics, and consciousness studies, as well as her own journey of self-healing from several challenging conditions. My guest this evening is Althea Hawk, author of Quantum DNA Healing. She's a healing practitioner and teacher who began her career in science and engineering. Her own deteriorating health led her to the discovery of quantum DNA healing and powerful influences these non-physical forces played in her illness and recovery. It is a pleasure to welcome Althea Hawk, author of Quantum DNA Healing, to help us to take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome, Althea Hawk.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you have written a most interesting book, and, you know, many of us are concerned with the heredity that we have, you know, that our genes may have, you know, provided us. For example, I know I have a grandmother of blessed memory. She died when she was 30, and my mother of blessed memory died when she was 44. My mother died of breast cancer, and ever since, I have been on the lookout and been very conscious and aware of having tests and being tested regularly. How did you become interested in the idea of developing a system where you could help your genes?
Well, my journey began several years ago after a very, very long period in which I experienced some extremely challenging and often dire health conditions. And so some of these were diagnosed formally, others were known only by their symptoms. And these included spinal degeneration. I had lots of issues there, SI joint and hip dysfunction, several tumors, cancer of the jaw, cancer of the breast, some necrotic tissue around a shoulder injury. I mean, the list just goes on and on. A sacral cyst, which required attention, and all of the symptoms that went with these conditions, so systemic inflammation and pain. And so you can imagine with that list that I had spent a great deal of time, effort, and money on diagnosis and treatment. So really covered the grounds of all sorts of things, the diagnostic imaging, MRIs, CAT scans, injections, nerve blocks, physio and exercise therapy. And I found after several years that that really wasn't working for me, that I just didn't seem to get any better. And so I started to move more into Eastern-based medicine and alternative modalities. So those included cranial sacral therapy, acupuncture, Chinese five element, and even some shamanic and spiritual healing techniques. And although I did experience some success in these areas, I was still really feeling quite physically and energy depleted. And I was really wanting to know, well, what truly makes us sick? What do our genes have to do with it? And how can we heal? And I knew that from my experience so far, the answer had to be something that was integrated. So it had to be something that maybe had some conventional medicine explanations, as well as some of the explanations around energy medicine. And I wanted to find a solution that really bridged the two, that was a comprehensive solution. And I had had my genetics testing done from a functional medicine doctor that I worked with, and although I showed some mutations, meaning they're called polymorphisms, and it means that you have a propensity towards things like cancer, in my case, an inability to detoxify, and chronic inflammation. The research only shows that these are propensity, and they say actually that defective genes only account for something like 2% of the disease load. So I had to think, well, it's got to be the environment. And we know from epigenetics that people are very influenced by their external environment. So I started to expand my definition of environment to include the non-physical environment around us, meaning the quantum environment. So it's the invisible, non-measurable field that surrounds us. And to my astonishment in sort of getting into research, I made some astonishing discoveries that there's actually a piece of our DNA that is quantum or invisible in nature that works in concert, in tandem with our biological DNA. And that probably has the most profound influence over our health than anything else that, that we know.
Now, is that able to be influenced by medication, antibiotics, or by thought and by, things like visualization, breathing, et cetera? So how do we influence them?
We influence it by working with our consciousness, and so that is basically the interface between our physical body and this region of influence that surrounds us. So consciousness is a thing that's a little bit hard to literally get your head around. So we can sort of think of it as sort of the voice of our mind, and it would be the aspect that we use when we are in prayer or using a mantra in a meditation. And then when we direct our consciousness or our thoughts to influence the information that's in this field of influence around us, we use intention. So that's a desire to heal, a desire to change, and that becomes the vehicle for the consciousness.
Now, you mentioned the consciousness has other parts, and you also mentioned the mind. And one of the parts of the mind that many of us are aware of is the fact that we have both negative and positive thoughts. And sometimes the negative thoughts overwhelm us. And does that interfere with our energy and our healing?
That's correct. And so what really is occurring is the energy, which is electromagnetic, from our thoughts, and exactly who we are at an emotional, mental, and spiritual level is held in this external field. So it's, think of the energy as basically just electromagnetic information. And so when we have negative thoughts, including thoughts about our own body, our body image, maybe about an unfounded desire to suffer, any sort of negative feelings, fear, these are sometimes, and they're absorbed and translated, they're absorbed by our conscious mind, but they're stored in this field as a form of energy. And that energy is actually transmitted electrically to our DNA, and so our quantum DNA is picking up that information as misinformation. So negative thoughts and emotions get translated. It sends a message to our instruction sets on our biological DNA, and then that is what our body responds to. So it's just getting negative instructions that say, okay, do this, when really they're not positive instructions that would make for proper and normal self-function and biological operation in our body.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life, and my guest this evening is Althea Hawk, a healing practitioner who began her career in science and engineering, and her deteriorating health led her to the discovery of quantum DNA healing and the powerful influence that these non-physical forces played in her illness and recovery. And we were just talking about the negative thinking and how it influences the entire body. And how did you become aware of this yourself, Althea?
Well, in my journey, I think that part of it, and this was a really concentrated period of my life, for about 3 or 4 years when I started working with alternative modalities, I started to really understand what healing meant. So this isn't about a quick fix or a cure or symptom relief, and it involved a much deeper level of change that some of my symptoms and my disease actually inspired. And so I started to look at my illness as an opportunity to really look inside and start to address some of these self-limiting beliefs that I personally had. And so, you know, low self-esteem, unworthiness, worry, anxiety, lack of purpose, and self-blame. And I had lots and lots of issues like this that I needed to sort of address. And so I understood how that these were actually informing my DNA, and of course my DNA was following suit and producing some of the terrible health conditions that I described earlier.
Now, you mentioned in the book that you were a survivor, you were a twin who survived birth. You were an identical twin who survived. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And that your other twin sister did not survive.
That's correct.
And how did that impact you?
Well, I think that there was a lot of things that as a child I probably couldn't articulate. But I would say as I got older, I started to realize that some of those feelings of comfort and self-love and just, you know, connection were missing, that there was a piece of me that really wasn't there. And so I needed to go in and resolve these things. And I think in the beginning when I had these sort of negative thoughts, I kind of felt that, okay, well, this is my fault. I've created this. But in reality, what happens is we experience all sorts of things in our lives, and it's the times when things are emotionally charged or traumatic, so in my case, a traumatic birth. But what happens is we end up storing information unconsciously in our subconscious mind. And so our subconscious mind just works away like a programmable computer, and it doesn't question. Our conscious mind doesn't go, well, that's a ridiculous thought, or, well, that's a little bit unfounded. It just stores it, and then it starts to replay these as habits and sort of really ingrained habits, and then when we die, these aspects, sort of this energy of these emotions, negative emotions, crosses over into our soul's energy, and that's what's held as information in the quantum field I describe. And so really what we need to do is look at resolving those issues, those psychological and spiritual traumas and the negativity, and working with that information. And we do that by choice. So the alarming thing about our biological DNA is it just sits with the genomic instructions, the instructions that we have that we're born with, unless we tell it to do different.
And we're going to do just that. We're going to do just that and talk more about how to heal when we return to take charge of your life on WDIY.
In 2017, WDIY is celebrating 22 years on the air. If you listen to WDIY, support the station by becoming a member today. Members are our most reliable source of support. We couldn't be here without you. To become a member, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100. WDIY, serving the Lehigh Valley and beyond.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And this evening we're talking with Althea Hawke, a healing practitioner who began her career in science and engineering. And she's written a wonderful book called Quantum DNA Healing, Consciousness Techniques for Altering Your Genetic Destiny. Althea, what are some of the consciousness techniques that we can use to alter the negative energy that we often send our bodies without knowing it?
Well, there were four specifically that I used, and probably one of the most profound ones, was the use of sound and breath. And so what happens when we become ill is that our frequency, our energy, becomes what we call discordant or disharmonious. So those frequencies are not represented properly. And again, it's a form of misinformation to our DNA. And so I started working with a technique which involved toning, and it's the use of your own voice to make sounds, and they don't have to necessarily be on target. It's just a sound that comes out of our mouth. You can learn to use certain vowel sounds to emulate sacred sounds.
Can you give us an example, Althea?
So, for example, the tone for the heart area would be ah. So we would say ah, and we would voice that in a prolonged fashion and repeat it over several minutes. And what happens is our DNA recognizes the sound of our own voice. So it takes the tone or the frequencies and all the sub-frequencies behind that sound, and it internalizes it, and it actually increases our vibration to the point where all that misinformation that's hovering around in our external quantum field becomes harmonized. And the higher frequencies are what we call sonically entrained. They're absorbed by our body for benefit. And so lots of organs, our bones, our cells even, all vibrate. And this toning helps to increase and sort of normalize the frequencies and bring them back to where they should be.
So one tone would be would be ah. Could you give us another tone? And you say to hold on, we can breathe in between though, right?
Well, yes, we can. So another one, a high-pitched one where we would be focusing sort of in the upper body area known as the crown chakra would be the sacred sound E, which is for the crown chakra. So it would be E, sort of like that. And you don't have to sing on tune at all. Again, the body recognizes what tones you're sending out and will adjust accordingly. And when we hold the intent to heal and to release the emotions through that sound, it can literally break through those energetic blocks and physical blocks that we have. And then when you accompany the breath with it, it produces some phenomenal results. And so the breath is about bringing in life force. It restores harmony to the body. And it also is actually on a quantum level. It's interlocking ourselves with that external field of information, which also, by the way, doesn't only just contain the negative energy, it contains the positive. So we start to bring that energy in, and it starts to tone and sculpt our body. The two of them together have a phenomenal effect and can deactivate your flight or fight mode in your sympathetic nervous system. It stimulates blood circulation. For me, it was really important because it had a lot to do with my ability to detoxify. You detoxify through the breath. It increases immune system functioning, reduces stress hormones. Like, it just had a phenomenal effect. And I started to work with this technique, and within a week, I started to feel better. It had just a phenomenal response in my body.
Now, this is tell us the kind of breathing. Are we talking about abdominal breathing, where you lie on your stomach and breathe through your abdomen, or...
Well, this technique, I was lying on my back in a very relaxed fashion, but it does require a full breath. So this is sort of breathing up through the belly and extending that breath with some force through the diaphragm and up into the upper lungs and then an exhale. And we do this quite rhythmically and repeatedly, up and down and up and down.
So exhale is through the mouth, is that correct?
Correct, all done through the mouth, but it requires quite a full breath. And this is important also because most people who are not well are afraid to breathe and certainly don't breathe fully. And even people in their natural state are not breathing properly enough to support major body functions well. And so we find that we start to focus on the breath and less about, well, I'm in pain and, geez, I don't feel very good today and I'm quite fearful and I can't relax. And we breathe through the blocks. And so I used to breathe for about 12 or 15 minutes like that and then add the toning section to it. And that's really where things took off.
So are you saying that you did the breathing for 10 or 15 minutes and then added the toning?
Correct.
So, but you didn't use them simultaneously?
No. Breathe and then tone for about 5 minutes and then just go back to breathing. And then after about a 30-minute period, I might just sort of relax and then just be aware of what changes have occurred in my body and how those have transpired.
And what were you dealing with? What specific illnesses were you dealing with, Althea? And that helped, that these techniques help you to reverse?
Well, sometimes, for example, when I had the jaw tumor, I would just focus and I would breathe into that area. So around, it was on the right side of my jaw and my throat area, and I would breathe into that and use tones that very naturally, if you experiment, you can figure out by making tones, you can figure out where those vibrate in your body, and I would make tones that sounded in that area. And I could actually feel the structures in my jaw and my throat vibrate. And so I would focus on that when I had some difficulties with my neuropathic pain. I would focus just along my attention along the spine. When I had low back pain, for example, I would focus there. So, but in general, the body is going to recognize it, and we have something called the smart body or the intelligent body, which actually recognizes what's needed. So we don't actually even have to have a definitive diagnosis or even particularly know what's wrong with us, because that intelligence is there within it, and it'll take whatever we give it, which is our conscious intent, our desire to heal, and then we start working with the sound and breath. And the innate knows everything about our body chemistry. It knows what we need. It knows what we need in terms of food or supplements or whatever that might be helpful for us, and it directs the energy where it's needed most.
And you were successful in combating several illnesses, Althea. Tell us what they were.
That's correct. So I had experienced some heavy metal toxicity. I spent some time, a number of years actually, working in a petroleum laboratory, and so I was exposed to some interesting substances and wasn't diagnosed for many, many years, well, over 15 years. And so through the sound and breath technique and a little help, I was able to completely detoxify my body, and so I have no issues there. A cancerous jaw tumor, as I mentioned, on the right side of my jaw, as well as breast cancer. And I had a lot of necrotic tissue, which is just tissue that doesn't heal. I'd had a bad road bike accident and completely separated my shoulder, and they had to cut off my clavicle, and it was quite radical surgery, but it just didn't heal. And just by doing these exercises, all of these symptoms just completely vanished without any physical intervention.
So really what you did was to concentrate your energy and devote yourself to healing and really transmitting positive energy to your body so that it could heal itself.
That's correct. And I think one of the issues in these sorts of techniques is that it's quite common to have doubt around our abilities to manifest and to change things in the physical. And I think because of the medical system and societal and cultural beliefs that we often assume that we need to do something to our bodies in order to affect change. But when we're talking in a quantum context, we realize that it's entirely possible. That's what the basis of quantum physics is to say we actually can manifest change at the physical level, even by influencing things that are non-physical and working with the mind-body-spirit connection.
Well, that's an amazing discovery. And the fact is that you yourself have recovered from so many of these illnesses.
It's incredibly empowering and wonderful that we all have this built-in capacity to influence what's happening in us. And I think that successful approaches to healing involve really that full participation in the process and patience to some degree, understanding that these are inside-out changes and that when we work through these aspects, the body has an inherent or an innate capacity to self-repair and heal. It happens in animals all the time in nature. It's just that I think we've become quite separate from these organizing forces that are part of human design that allow us to do this.
And were your doctors amazed when you recovered?
They were. I remember at one point just having some very detailed cellular testing, and my doctor remarked at the results and said, you know, listen, this isn't just sort of cell chemistry that's indicative of a normal person. This is cell chemistry that's indicative of somebody who drives a Ferrari. So it was quite amazing.
Well, that was a nice compliment, I guess.
Yes.
So what you're saying is that we all have the capacity. We all have the capacity to turn our energies into positive healing through intention, through breathing techniques, through sound. Anything else, Althea?
Yes, there are many other techniques, and one of them that I used, and so this is important from the standpoint that the way this works, as I mentioned, so our DNA responds to positive conscious intention. It also is responding to the sounds we make through the technique that I described. And in addition, what's happening, and this has been proven in scientific experiments, is that our cells and specifically our DNA responds to the sound of our own voice. And so I spent about 8 weeks, and there was a period where, you know, I still wasn't feeling that well, and every day, sort of in a 15, 20-minute practice, I started talking to myself. And just using, you know, sort of the voice in my head as the voice of consciousness and just saying, it's okay, thank you for carrying me this far in life, but it's all right if you release memory of when I was ill and didn't feel good. And remember that you can express positively and perfectly. And I just started to keep talking to myself in that way. And there are things that go on at a cellular level, and experiments have showed this, that cells actually change their structure, their shape, and they begin to change their function in that way. And our DNA is actually listening to our voice. So it really does matter what thoughts and feelings we entertain, how we speak, and how we treat ourselves, most importantly.
I want to thank you, Althea Hawk, author of Quantum DNA Healing. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.